You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Does all the holiday music make your heart soar or sink? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, mortgage rates have dropped from 8% to below 7% and are down further in the last day. This will cheer home buyers if they can find a house for sale. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Freddie Mac is predicting a gradual thawing of the housing market. Freddie is a public-private agency that buys up mortgages. It says, as of yesterday, a 30-year mortgage averaged 6.95%. That follows the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting earlier this week when it decided to leave interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said Fed officials are now discussing the possibility of cutting interest rates, and new projections from those officials point to around 3 rate cuts next year. The Fed doesn't directly control mortgage rates, but it does influence them. Mortgage rates track the 10-year Treasury bond, which moves based on predictions of what the Fed will do. There's still a shortage of houses for sale because many homeowners are paying just 4% or less on their mortgages. They're reluctant to sell and buy a new home at today's higher rates. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And now on the market by prescription, the first pill for postpartum depression. Biogen and Sage Therapeutics. The other option was ours, attached to tubes and needles. There will be questions of access. Without insurance, treatment with Zurzuvae costs $16,000. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's the part where I admit I just can't stand holiday music. Gassing up or buying toothpaste, no escape. Somebody like Paul McCartney sings, but what I hear is simply spending a fortune to my last dime. Joining us to talk sense into me are two childhood friends who separately became music stars who have created and performed holiday music. Here's one, Judy Pancoast.
Let me tell you about this house. There's one in every town. It's the one at Christmas time where folks all gather around.
House on Christmas Street. Judy's also been nominated for a Grammy for her children's music. Hey, Judy.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. I love hearing you because you're my friend, but care to diagnose my general problem with holiday music?
I don't understand when you became such a humbug because, you know, I was thinking about this. You actually gave me my very first Christmas present that didn't come from someone in my family. If it weren't for Christmas music, when would we hear Bing Crosby or Elvis or Karen Carpenter? We would not hear these great voices if it weren't for the most wonderful time of the year.
All right. I suppose some oldies channel. But I see your point. Now, on the line with us as well, jazz man Darman Meter, also my pal since forever. He and his band New York Voices have worked on Grammy-winning projects, and they also have a holiday album. Hey, Darman.
Hey, David.
You don't hear the genre as a consumerism promotion device?
Well, here's where it gets tricky. If you say, I love holiday music or I don't like holiday music, that's like saying, I love pop music or I don't love pop music. The genres are so diverse.
Here's Darman with his fellow New York Voices.
I'd like you for Christmas. Ooh, please make my wish come true.
So, Darman, to what extent might it also be about the intent of the artist when crafting a Christmas song? You know, like, you know, meeting their mortgage payment would be one intent, but a loftier goal maybe? Some artistry?
I think it can be both, but it's also easy to sometimes feel like a lot of them are the artist's attempt to create an annual annuity as that song gets played every December. You know, part of it also gets into the whole side of things where Christmas as a secular, joyful season, family, friends, good cheer, and throw in a little romance perhaps, you know, that's wonderful, but that's very different than the original meaning of Christmas in terms of the birth of Christ and all of the sacred music. And that music tends to be put on the shelf. You know, I love the balance of the two.
Judy Pankhurst, what was your intent when you wrote House on Christmas Street? I mean, it wasn't just like to get a nickel out of me.
The original intent was just to make people happy. I mean, really, that's it. I just want to make music that makes people laugh, have a good time, have fun. You know, I've never gotten rich off my music, so that wasn't even a thought. But I'll be honest with you, immortality, David. I wanted a song that would live on after I'm gone. You know, the only times a lot of people hear Nat King Cole is at Christmas time. So I said to Philip, my husband, I said, you know, if I ever had a hit, I would want it to be this one because it would come back year after year after year long after I've left.
Big ending now from Judy.
On Christmas Street.
Judy Pankhurst, House on Christmas Street, her song embraced by people who do those houses you cruise past, covered in blinking holiday lights. And Darman Meter, New York Voices, each are my friends from our childhoods in Central Maine. Links to their work at marketplace.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
To play us out, here's Darman with New York Voices.
Good time. And a happy new year.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Mietinen. Our engineers are Jessen Dooler, Brian Allison, and Becca Weinman. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.